Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Sam Fender with their song People Watching. Before that, we heard Eeyore, That's Me by Frog Eyes. And right at the top, we heard Wolf Parade, Dear Sons and Daughters of Hungry Ghosts. Folks, that's capitalism. They're talking about capitalism.
Wow. Yeah, they have like a leftist podcast or something.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't have a leftist podcast? I'm really struggling for these tie-ins. Also, this news story is from last week, so sorry if you've heard it already. But Ben Affleck was
on this like panel.
Yeah, was on a panel about AI in like movie and TV.
And may I say, like, I listened to like his statements. Really, really intelligent speaker. Made some pretty good points. Before we get into like the funny meme thing.
Yeah, he wasn't just there to be like I heart AI. Like he
was talking about
a screenwriter, so I'm sure he's not like AI should write all the screen.
Yeah, like, and he was like, yeah, like I understand like AI is like useful for like CGI stuff and like making that like streamlined or whatever. And like that, he's like, that's gonna kill an already like really struggling industry of like, you know, video effects people who are paid nothing. But he was like, he's like, if, and he like quibbled with calling it AI at all. And he's like, it's a craftsman. It's not an artist, was his point. But he was like, if there's a future where like you can like have AI generate you like your own, and as he says here that we meme on, a Succession episode where, what were their names? Kendall and Stewie run away together.
Yeah.
Which is very funny. But he was like, if that subsidizes like people making actual movies, then I can make my peace with that. If that like can replace what we used to have on DVD sales. Is that's the future he sees. That's pretty pie in the sky.
I don't understand his argument. So he's saying if AI like, can write you your own ending, but that still convinces like studios to pay.
Well, he's like, if that's like a sideshow, like if that's like sort of DVD bonus features, like you invest in a property and then you can like have CGI or like AI, you know, make you a fever dream
version.
Your own
little fan version of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cute, but it like doesn't impact the like original making of the film.
Theoretically, okay, that was cute. His idea. But yeah, everyone was, the thing that people latched on to after his intelligent argument was, oh, you want Kendall and Stewie to run away together. These two guys
two
who like,
successful,
yeah, successful,
high best
like
friends.
High powered, like, yeah, high school best friends who are sort of trapped in heteronormative marriages.
Yeah.
And just like really only care about each other and just want to escape the whole system. I have no idea what he sees in that sort of story, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay, just for listeners that are not a Ben Affleck ex Matt Damon like head, they're talking about that he's
in love
with Matt Damon. Of
course. We all watched Good Will Hunting. We all know.
So it is very funny, not only that Ben Affleck knows, like I follow some people on Tumblr that are like, Ken Stewie, like shippers till they die, like only watch Succession for the 0.2 seconds that Stewie is in each season. And they're like, oh, look at the face on this, like it meant so much, yada yada. So just like adding Ben Affleck to that pool of people in my brain, I'm like, that's very funny. but yeah, it is obviously hilarious that there's already this whole group of people that think that he is like gay in love with Matt Damon, and then he goes on to the panels and says things like this, like it's very fun. His marriages to women are not working out, so Ben Affleck, like, please go for it before you die. I you know, eventually in life you gotta go.
And to those of you who are astonished that Ben Affleck, you know, was so intelligent and like spoke so you know, thoughtfully about AI, and you're like, wow, I didn't know you were so smart. Well, have you considered how many depressed photos there are of him? Of course he's smart.
Of course he's smart.
He looks miserable all the time.
Yeah. He also, like, he's a screenwriter. Like, he's not just an actor. Like, he wrote Argo.
And a great director.
And he, like, helped write. He wrote Good Will Hunting. Like,
He co-wrote Good Will Hunting, directed The Town, directed Argo.
He's a talented guy.
Yeah.
He just seems like the worst boyfriend in the whole world. The worst husband to ever live.
I disagree.
But I think it's because deep down, he's in love with Matt Damon. So this is obviously known.
Yeah. So we've cracked the code on him. Clap your hands and say, yeah. Their self-titled record is 20 years old. Here's Upon This Tidal Wave of Young Blood. That's a mouthful. Here we go.
after I am dead. I'd scream and punch and break the wall. I would die a guy in just a feel.
Folks, and welcome back to your CFRC Indie Wake Up Call 101.9 FM. That's us. You know who it is. We just heard none other than Bedouin Sound Clash, When the Night Feels My Song. Remember this song, folks?
Yeah.
How
could you even forget?
How could you possibly forget?
Let alone
forget?
Remember. I listen to songs 3 times a day.
That's right. Before that, we heard Backseat Dragon with Hot Dog Summer. Sign me up. And right at the top, Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah Upon This Tidal Wave of Young Blood. Pretty good stuff here, folks.
We love songs.
Here on cfrc.ca.
And
/ donate
on 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
And on the Radio Player Canada app also.
That's exactly right. But yes, it is the funding drive. Just one little more reminder for you here.
Yeah.
Check out cfrc.ca/donate. Don't even bother getting a tax receipt through Queens. That's boring.
No, do that if you want.
No, don't do that.
It's
boring.
We get the money too.
No, try to get raffle tickets.
And I don't actually know how they do anything, but I don't get any money.
We're at
CFRC.
We're not seeing a red
give
cent.
Give me some of this money.
Because obviously we're such good salespeople.
Yeah.
But no, for every $5 you donate online, you get a raffle ticket. There's raffles going on all of the time for all sorts of cool swag, different stuff from our supporters, some of which include Harper's Burger Bar, Martello Alley, Minotaur Games,
Tango Nuevo,
Terra Foods,
Novel Idea,
yeah,
Old Farm Fine Foods,
Cher Mare Spa. Is that new spa?
It's not that new. Oh,
okay.
It's like on Brock.
Not like the one they're building all the way out there?
No.
Okay. Agent 99, The Toucan, YGK Thrift, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, Screening Room. Folks, all of these places you could potentially be winning gift certificates or other goodies from.
Literally reading this list of businesses, I'm like mad that we live in Toronto.
I know.
I'm like, I want to go to all these places all the time.
There's no
like,
good stores in Toronto.
Ugh,
it's terrible.
Famously.
Yeah. Not only that do you get the chance to win these raffle stuff, you're going to guaranteed get various tiers of goods.
Yes.
How about, okay, I just want you to, just 50 bones, folks. 50 bones, one little donation, you're going to get 10 raffle tickets, you're going to get Smokes Poutinerie coupons, you're going to get a tote bag, coasters, pen, sticker, and three song requests.
Yeah.
And folks, if you've got stocking stuffers, if you've got like a whole family, you just give them each, like this kid gets pens, this kid gets a tote bag, you know, you just scatter that out. That's Christmas done for $50.
So true. So true.
So easy.
And you've helped charity.
Yes, and for a good cause.
Exactly.
So you can't go wrong. cfrc.ca/donate. Check it out. Thank you so much.
And Dean is going to be hosting trivia.
Oh, right. I was supposed to mention this.
In December.
Yes, December 15th. At 3 p.m., that's a Sunday afternoon, going to be missing the Bills game. That's how much I love
CFRC.
Trivia and CFRC. We're getting the whole gang back together.
Do you guys remember COVID? Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
That
like,
was crazy.
It's going to be the classic COVID trivia setup. I'm sure there's going to be lots of prizes, fun stuff. All day long. So yeah, please hang out with us then.
Yeah, and also follow CFRC's Instagram page at CFRC Music.
Yes.
And you will find all the details. So that's also just like a great page to follow. Lots of good stuff. So get on it.
And so, but folks, Gigi Perez, Fable is the next track. Let's just dive right in.
Yeah.
your lamb understand. Look for the truth in the back of your hand and eye. Look into the open sky. Stars blink like my sister's eyes. Stars blink like my sister's eyes. Stars blink like her eyes. Dream of eternal life. Dream of
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Backstabbing by The Sonnet. Before that, we heard Motherhood with their song Grow High. And right at the top, we heard Gigi Perez with their song Fable. Now, folks, it is time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we're listening to a live version. This is a Jordan Lake session version back during COVID. We couldn't tour. They would put out these like live records instead, which I appreciated. The track is Let Me Bathe in the Demonic Light. This was the final song on, I think it was Getting Into Knives. No, Dark In Here, pardon me. This is a great little track. He talks about houses a lot, all these different houses that the character is in. JD, in an interview, said, you should think of those houses more as motel rooms. Sort of like the Palm Quarter Yajna motel rooms, if you're familiar with that song. These sort of drug dens that these drifters, you know, drift between as they're, you know, trying to get by as any way they know how. But yeah, this is our character. Here is someone who thinks very highly of themselves, sort of almost like a jazzy sort of dancer-like quality to them as they sort of just drift around, avoiding the hellhound on their trail. Little Robert Johnson reference there. And yeah, just trying to stay one step ahead of with the thing that they have coming. Lots of talk about slipping through mirrors, piercing the veil, sort of removing themselves from this reality and entering another. Proffered hand, his sort of like almost half snarky, would you care to join me on this like descent into madness, in a sort of a jaunty tip of the cap way. It's a very fun little song. This live version is especially fun, just highly recommended all around. This is Let Me Bathe in the Demonic Light by the Mountain Goats. And if you're a big fan of the Isopanisad Radio Minute, cfrc.ca/donate. Just saying, what other station has this? Am I right?
And then there I'll be. roots of the spirit, heavy on the vine, undying hunger, deep in the bloodline, dodge the hook like a steelhead, swim right through the night, break the surface and rise like a geyser when my time is right. And there I'll be. And who among you, who's coming with me to show me
of a Ford. I took my lucky penny, I gave it a throw, said heads I'll be leaving, tails I gotta go, and in here I gotta sing you a song, I got a sickness that won't leave me alone, she's holding on a rope, at the end there's a hole I'm betting that she's setting up a place for where my head go. I was sipping on your landmine, I was running for the tree line, listen lover, how'd you find me? Walking into leading up a path from anywhere I know. I fall down on the tracks, I try to be bold, I slip up on the road, then I tear down the road. I'm waiting on the sun so I can see my next step. By the light of sun and moon, I think she's taking me west. I hope that I don't see the final place that I rest, but hope has got me nowhere and I'm running out of breath. I was stepping on your landmine, I was running for the tree line. Listen, lover, how'd you find me? And how did I become the enemy? I was running since the daylight. I knew that something didn't feel right. You caught me sleeping in the backseat. So why you never save your love for me? Thank you. Oh, I keep on running. Oh, I keep on running. Oh, I keep on running. Cause oh, I see you coming. 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 Why you never save your love for me?
Okay, bye-bye, folks, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday morning. We just heard Another Weekend by Ariel Pink, our favorite freedom fighter. Before that, we heard... He's very smart.
Yeah, LOL.
Before that, we heard Daniel James McFadden with Landmine. And right at the top, we heard The Mountain Goats, Let Me Bathe in Demonic Light. A live Jordan Lake session version, of course. We're going to leave you with some new Franz Ferdinand, if you can believe it or not. It's called Night or Day. And then after that, we've got Fat Dog, Peace Song.
Man, there's been some good band names week's lineup. You found some good
God's
stuff.
Mom and Fat Dog are pretty fantastic band
That's
names.
Just right up my alley. Yeah. I love that stuff.
But anyway, folks, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be here next Tuesday with all new tracks for you to listen to. So stay tuned for that. CFRC.ca/donate if you can. Funding drive. We appreciate it. And talk to you later.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Look forward to every day. Oh, my. Some days I just hit to try. Sometimes it's every day, oh my. Sometimes it's every night. If I can be irascible or proud, then we can be predictable. We turn to face each other. We turn to test each other.
FRC 101.9 FM is hosting its first annual radio-a-thon in support of our annual funding drive on Wednesday, November 27th. Starting at 8 a.m., we'll have 24 hours of live programming with your favorite Wednesday regulars and specialty programming from other hosts. Tune in to hear the fun, the chaos, and everything in between while we bunker down with the CFRC Ghost.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
The Museum of Lennox in Addington invites you to join them over the holidays, celebrating Friday Night Lights on Friday, November 29th, December 6th, and December 13th. Stop by the museum between 5 to 8 p.m. each night for a free visit, live music, open galleries, festive crafts with local artists in the Creation Corner, shopping in the museum gift shop, and a special museum kids holiday shop where kids can shop for $2 gifts and have their presents wrapped. Plus, attendees can also enjoy an immersive seasonal candlelit play, House Guest, created by and starring Kingston-based Emerging Actors and Dance School of Drama and Music University students. Advance tickets are $10. Details at countymuseum.ca.